This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 222 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 19th of January, 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Tonight's guests are Andrew and Bev from Zarfo.com, a new video group chatting service, and Emma with Yosem. Joining your guests are your hosts, Jody, Steve, Brad, and myself, Billy.
Hey, Billy, how are you, mate?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm going pretty damn fine, mate. How's your day been today?
Today has been an awesome day for me.
Any news?
Nothing that I can share just yet, but hopefully in the next week or two.
What's that got to do with podcasting or anything like that?
Just some stuff in general.
All right, cool. Good stuff. All right. Steve, what's up?
Pretty good. I've just been busy. I had the awards dinner yesterday, and I got a wedding to shoot next month, so I've been a little bit busy. The next 3 weeks I'll have more time to my own show and a little bit more to the Tech Webcast as well.
Oh, good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Can't wait to see the video.
Yep. Show that too.
And we got Jody. Hey, Jody.
Hey, hi, Brad. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Who else we got on? We got Andrew and Bev on. Hey, guys.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, hey.
Hi,
hey.
How are you, Brad?
The mother and son are on today.
Mother and son team from Zarfo.com. Exciting stuff. Thanks for having us on the show today, Brad.
Hey, you're good, Matt. Can't wait to hear about Zarfo.
Absolutely.
And we also got Emma on. Hey, Emma.
Hey, Brad. How are you?
Oh, my God. Bad feedback. Please mute. Welcome to the show. We'll speak to you very shortly.
Excellent. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, that's where you can probably mute. Who else is on here? Is that it? Jody's on, and how's your week been, Jody?
Week's been awesome. Very exciting. A lot of good things going on. And in New Jersey right now, it's winter. We're in the middle of winter, and it's going to be 58 degrees tomorrow, which is very warm. So I'm very excited.
Jeez.
That means I'm bringing the bike out. That's what
that's good. Good on you. And we've been doing some pretty cool hangouts, on Google Plus the past few days with a few people, Chris Foss and that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, Chris just was at CES, and he shared some interesting things that happened out there. And I know Billy had covered some of that news last week.
Yeah, he did.
And there have been some exciting things that happened this week. I'm sure Billy's going to share with us.
Yeah, definitely. I hope so. I got some cool news stories today, Billy. I can't wait to hear about it, mate.
Yes, Facebook is the main focus, it seems to be.
And a story about Facebook and Voxer, apparently.
Oh, I saw that today, yeah.
Yeah, interesting story.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, interesting story. Yeah, Jacob actually told me about that one. Good on you, Jacob. So let's hear some news, Billy. Jump in, man.
Okay, tech headlines. The big news this week was Facebook's announcement about Graph Search on Tuesday. This new search features, what it lets you do is to draw connections between people, their profile, information, and their interest in Facebook. And it sounds like it's going to be a great recipe for finding recommendations. But Facebook didn't stop there. This week, they also started free voice calls for iPhone users. Unfortunately, it's only in the U.S., but on a plus note, Amazon also optimized their MP3 store for mobile Safari to try and attract more iOS users. In other Apple news, Wall Street Journal is reporting that Apple cuts its iPhone 5 screen orders in half due to weak demand, and Reuters claims that Sharp has all but stopped producing iPad Retina displays. And SimCity fans are able to rejoice. The SimCity beta kicks off January 25th, and the video I've seen looks awesome. Also, to follow up last week's story about Java, Oracle did release an emergency Java patch. However, experts warn that the flaw may still take another 2 years to fix. And those are your tech headlines of the week.
Good news, mate. What's your view on them stories, Jody?
Well, you know, I'm not too keen on this new Facebook graph. And the reason is, while it sounds very promising, it's kind of scary. There are people out there who will use it for evil and not for good. So I'm a little bit concerned about the stalker factor. You know, with regard to the Apple story, I'm surprised that Apple's cutting back. But I wonder if that's really because they're bringing out another new iPhone. It's about time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't really care if they do or not, but that's cool. I hope they do bring a new iPhone. Steve, what's your view on that?
Actually, with the Wall Street Journal reporting about the cutting back on the screens for the iPhone 5 now, surprisingly, the stock went down below $500 per share for a while there because of the news story. It could also be because they've been switching suppliers. Perhaps they went with another supplier, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, the low supply. But
yep, definitely. So, JD, are you going to get one of the new iPhones when it comes out this year, or are you going to wait again?
I absolutely will get the new iPhone when it comes out because I have a 4S, and I was not able to get the 5 because my contract was a two-year contract. So absolutely, the next one that comes out, I'm grabbing it.
Nice one.
See, I think that's Apple's real plan is for you to actually do it every 2 years because these half upgrades are only kind of like, eh. Like the iPhone 5, I'm like, eh, okay, it's a little bit bigger, but it doesn't have anything to wow me, and I'm hoping the next one has something to wow me.
Mm. You have the iPhone 5, Billy?
I have the iPhone 4S.
Okay, you're going to wait then. Okay,
yeah, the iPhone much 5. Like Jody. I was in the two-year contract. I'm like, oh, just wait. The okay. S seems to be like the super version.
It is. That's what it probably stands for. Andrew, what's your view on them stories?
Just jumping back a sec to the one that we were talking about with Voxer and Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting one because, I mean, what's effectively happened there is Facebook have obviously allowed their social API, their open graph, to Voxer as a normal company. But Voxer has become so successful and they're starting to use so much of that and they've got so many users joining that Facebook have effectively during the week had a conference call with them and just said, "Nope, we're switching you off because you're getting too competitive for us." I think it's got a lot to do with Facebook's new the Poke program, which also has video and voice. So I think there's been a lot of talk about how Poke competes with Snapchat, but I think Voxer is also getting a bit of that as well. So I don't like the idea at all because if someone becomes successful, the big guys just try and squash them. So yeah, exactly. It's pretty anti-competitive.
Does Bev have any views on them stories?
I can have a view on the iPhone 4S. I have that one. And apparently I've asked different people that have the 5 and they think that it's better than the 4S is better than the 5. And then you get other people that we're waiting for the next one. We won't get the 5. So I think that's quite interesting. All different stories from all different fields and how people use them. What do they use on the 4 that's not on the 5 or et cetera?
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting. I've got the 4S, but it'd be interesting to see what the 6 is like when that comes out.
Yeah, exactly. What do you use your phone for, Bev?
I use my phone for Zafir. I use my phone for Facebook. I use my phone for everything, really.
Wow.
Texting, all that sort of, just the normal things would use. Yeah.
That's good. That's good that you're using the iPhone. It's good. Good stuff. Do you have an iPad?
I have an iPad, and that's really good too. And actually, my mother-in-law's got the iPad as well, and she's 80.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm teaching her how to use her iPad because she's a golfer, and now they have to go online for everything and even bookings. So I've had to teach her to use the iPad, and she's doing well. So that's an 80-year-old.
Wow, that's fantastic, Bev. What about an iPad mini? Do you have an iPad? What do you think of the iPad mini?
I haven't seen the iPad mini, but from things that I've seen on Facebook, it would be good to see what Zafo looks like.
I have an iPad mini, me and Andrew went out. I catch up with him a few weeks back and went to the Telstra and we went and looked on the iPad mini with Zafo. It looks great, good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook and then I thought, okay, so I haven't even seen the mini. Is it much bigger than
No, it's great. It's great. I think you should get one.
Okay.
I love the mini.
I love the mini too.
We'll see. If
it doesn't have retinal display, though.
No,
It doesn't have retinal display.
I don't care about that.
Do you need that? The whole idea of the mini is that it goes in your handbag or your
looks fine,
or whatever. So it's just a usability thing more, I think.
What about you, Steve? What's your
budget. I'm confused about the Mini, though, because when you think about it, it's you've got an iPhone, you've got an iPad. What? Why do you need another one?
Well, because the iPad Mini fits in your pocket.
So does your iPhone.
Yeah, but the iPhone, you don't get the same real estate that you do with the iPad. So your apps are different. I mean, they're way different to me on iPad versus an iPhone. It's not just scaled up. You have different, like Facebook is completely different on the iPad than it is on the iPhone.
Yeah. What about you, Steve? What's your view on that?
I think there's still a use for the iPad Mini, even though it doesn't have Retina display. I mean, you're getting a little bit more DPPI or whatever. Your density's more, you know, pixels in there. So I think it still has a use for it, even though. And I agree with what he said about it still looks much different because you still have apps that are specifically developed for the iPad using the same resolution. And it's still much different to me, I think. Well, I haven't actually had sit down and tried a iPad Mini, but I'm guessing it's going to be very similar to what I see on my iPad, just smaller.
Yeah, it looks great. I reckon the iPad looks great. It's better than having the bigger one because it's lighter. It's more lighter and stuff and better to watch videos and that on it and stuff.
Fits in my jacket pocket, fits in my back pants pocket. That's my new fashion requirement, by the way. Wow. It must hold an iPad Mini in order for me to buy it.
Just don't sit on it.
I have once, and because of where the pocket is, it's okay. As long as I don't, like, lean back. That's the...
Brian Brewer says he has a Nexus 7. That is sort of not really close to the iPad Mini. The iPad Mini is more thinner, I think, isn't it?
But the iPad is such a good device that I've still got the iPad 1 as well, and I use that now here. It's just talked up to, like, my Harman Kardon amp, and we just put our music on it, and it still plays. It runs perfect. It's used in the lounge just for a bit of web browsing, and that's a good few years old now, and the thing still runs like a dream. So it's a great platform.
Billy, is the Nexus 7 and the iPad Mini different?
Oh, way different. The Nexus 7 is just not even near class of quality. I mean,
fell apart. Yeah, Brian Buller says the Nexus 7 is close enough to the iPad Mini. Do you agree?
It's the closest thing that Android has to one. How's that?
That's a good point, yeah. No, I'm not going to buy you one, mate. Sorry. Don't ask me that on the podcast.
The Samsung stuff's much better quality.
Yeah, well, as you said, the Nexus 7 just fell to pieces on me, so I might be recommending one again to anyone. What else has been happening, Billy? Any other news? Zarpho. Let's talk to Andrew and Bev about Zarpho. Tell us about Zarpho. Andrew, welcome, mate. First time on the podcast.
Yeah, no, thanks, Brad. This is my first time on the podcast since last time I was on the podcast 2 weeks
ago. Oh, that's right.
Well done.
Wow. Sorry, my bad.
No, it was good. I only just jumped in for a few memorable. Minutes last time. It was very memorable, wasn't it, Jody? it was just before I get onto Zarpho, it was a great podcast you guys had last week with Dan McDermott. Isn't he a fantastic guy?
Great.
Full of knowledge.
He's a very smart guy.
Yeah. If you didn't hear that one, listeners, I'd definitely recommend going and grabbing last week's one. I'll give you a bit of a rundown on what Zarpho is all about. I'll try and make it pretty quick. We're effectively an online social platform. We have video chat. We have group video chat, multi-user. We also have what's called a scheduled video chat. Basically, with the one-to-one video chat, we're a bit different to other providers because there's no installation or product download or executable required. So you can effectively jump on any web browser and use it and chat to somebody else. And if you connect with your Facebook, it'll bring across all of your likes and it'll bring across all of your sort of Facebook friends so that you can one-click chat to any of your Facebook buddies. You don't need to worry about whether they've installed Skype and what their user ID is and all those sorts of things. So we're really trying to sort of be the fish and chips, maybe the McDonald's, you know, the easy entry-level near enough is good enough sort of video platform and just trying to make life a lot easier for people. And when you get into like older people, grandma, trying to chat to her can be pretty hard. So we've got like a email function. So you can email a chat request to somebody and they can accept or decline. And they get a one link in their email that they can click on and they're automatically talking to you. So that's sort of what we're doing from a video chat perspective. And there's some other things too, which I'll run into in a sec.
Okay, cool. And how long has Zarpho been around for, Andrew?
Yeah, look, we've been around as a company since the start of 2011. We've sort of released a very early beta platform at the end of 2011. So we've sort of been around for quite a while. But, you know, the reality is we've taken on people from over 100 countries around the world through our beta platform. And we're at a point now where we think we've got a pretty good product, but we need to make that a whole lot better. So we're sort of in the market at the moment to try and get some support from angel investors so that we can, you know, really try and work a bigger market throughout, you know, throughout the world. And we're running through the, the Amazon EC2 cloud backend. So we've been around for a while, but we're sort of stuck in that position now where we need to really push and expand, but we need some help to do that.
Cool. And Bev, you work at Zafo as well.
I do, Brad, and I love my job.
Is that your full-time job, Bev?
Yes.
Wow.
It's like Hawaii, isn't it? Your social networking program, and that's my job. I get paid for doing being on Facebook, paid for being on Zafo. What could you want? It's awesome.
I agree. I agree. I think Andrew should give me a job on Zafo too, as well.
Absolutely.
So what do you do, Bev, at Zafo?
I'm the administration manager, cool. And I do a lot of the admin. I do the feedback. I do anybody customer service. If anyone's having any problems, I help them that way, email. So I do all the things that Andrew doesn't do. So he does the technical side. I do all the admin side and the helping and the support side.
Okay. How many people work at Zafo?
1, 2, 3, about 4 of us.
Okay.
Five of us, yeah.
Cool. Brian wants to know, can he get a job at Zafo?
Sorry?
Brian wants to know, can he get a job at Zafo?
Andrew, can he? I don't mind.
sure. Brian sounds like a good bloke. Why not?
Done.
We'll sign him up, send your email.
We need a few angel investors too.
Well, he's going to have to move to Australia if he wants to work there. And also they need money as well. So Andrew, tell us more about Zafo, mate. What's going on with it?
Yeah, sure. Look, as we sort of discussed a little while ago, the video chat is a difficult place to play because there's some big players. You know, you've got good products like Google Plus out there, obviously Skype, which is an installation product. So we've got the video chat, but we're also really working in broadcasting at the moment. So you can effectively broadcast your video out to multiple people who can chat beneath that in real time, ask your questions. It's got a Twitter feed as well, so you can tweet to a hashtag that's attached to that particular broadcast. And doing that broadcast, that'll pump straight onto your Facebook page, onto your Twitter, whatever you're doing, so that, you know, people who follow you or your friends can actually watch that broadcast live and interact with you with that, or watch it as a replay. So we've got a couple of branding companies in Melbourne who are looking at using our broadcast platform as a mechanism for product placements as well. So sort of, you know, you might get a big celebrity, a TV star or a sports person who jumps on there, spends 20 minutes with their fans, you know, drinks their can of Coke or something in the interim. So you've got a different mechanism for advertising as well. And from the feedback we've had in the early days, the fans don't mind that. They're used to that. You know, at the end of a soccer game or a football game, they stand in front of a bunch of logos and things anyway, so if they get 20 minutes with their, you know, their favorite football star or tennis star, and all they got to do is watch them drink a Coke at the end of it, then it seems like a pretty good way to go. So broadcasting's a really interesting one that we think is going to help open up some opportunity for us.
Definitely. Steve, any questions?
Oh yeah,
go ahead.
It says you got group video chat. What's the maximum number of people, and I guess you integrate all the video windows and all that?
Yeah, look, the maximum number of people for the group video chat at the moment is 9 plus 1, so yourself. So effectively 10 people. We don't actually have a maximum as far as technology is concerned, so we can have unlimited people. The only time that we put a maximum, or the only reason we have a maximum, is purely down to obviously bandwidth concerns. If someone jumps on there and their bandwidth isn't great, then it might get a bit sluggish for the other users, but also real estate concerns on the actual screen itself. You can't have 100 people on the screen and still have it looking good. So we've got the tech to actually have as many people as we like. We just don't have the bandwidth yet. So once we get some greater bandwidth through, you know, the internet, Australia has the national broadband network coming soon, things like that, then we can really up that quite easily.
Definitely. Jodie, any questions?
Well, you know what? I love the concept of being able to broadcast right onto Facebook. I think that's major, because my first question was going to be, how are you different than, let's say, a Google Plus Hangout, or how are you different than Color or one of the other Facebook integrations? So I love what you're doing. I guess, are you at all concerned about Facebook cutting off the the API that, like they did with Voxer?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's kind of like a lot of people read that sort of article and go, yeah, whatever. But I read it and, you know, I've got my nails coming down my face going, no. I am concerned about that sort of thing, because to me, as I said, that's sort of anti-competitive. And it does concern me, because while Facebook's got 1 billion users out there, that's what everybody wants to access. That's the user base that people want to access. And Facebook are nice enough to open that up for people to use. But if you become too big, then they close it up. And there's kind of this really bad space where, you know, if you're successful, you get slapped in the face for it. And at that point, you either sell out or, you know, diminish into obscurity. So it definitely is a concern, Jody. But what we're kind of hoping is that we can use some of these functions and get a big lead and get a big run out there. And start to do something. We're not competing particularly. We don't want to compete with Facebook or Google Plus. We don't have the capacity, the manpower, the funding to do that. So it'd be stupid to try and do that. But we're just trying to create something that no one else sort of has got or is using, and see how that goes from there.
Yeah, I guess my concern would be that it seems in the past that when Facebook sees something that they want to acquire, you know, it's an addition to what their Facebook is, they either buy it or they stomp it into submission. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm hopeful that, it works out favorably for you, and maybe you wind up being acquired at some point. But, Zuck doesn't seem to want to play nice.
No. And look, I'm fully aware of that. We started this. We came out before Google Plus even had a product, a platform at all. And then they introduced sort of communities, which we had 8 months before they had. But I know exactly what you're saying. Look, at the end of the day, if Facebook came to us and said, we want to, you know, take over what you're doing, that'd certainly be something that we consider. We'd want to make sure that they do it in a good way, in an honorable way, for our members' sake, because we want to make sure that they continue to get the same sort of service we give them now. But, you know, having an acqui-hire even from Facebook, I could work down at the Facebook campus and get free lunches and coffees and things like that. It sounds exciting. What do you think, Bev? Could you deal with that, Beverly?
Absolutely. Lattes. Tea milk.
There you go. Got to look after our figures.
By the way, Andrew, you don't call your mum by the first name. That's, I found you don't say mum at all.
Yeah. Only during business.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. I call her mum when I'm over at her place. She does a mean roast lamb dinner, really? Let me tell you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But in business, it's Beverly and it's Bev. And, you know, this is how we play, Brad. You've got to keep professional, mate.
All right, mate. Good tip. Okay, Billy, any questions to Bev or Andrew?
So, yeah, is it for Australia? Is it worldwide? Is there any bandwidth issues based on distance?
Yeah, really good question, Billy. Right now we've got it global. It's globally accessible. We are in beta at the moment, but we've been in beta for quite a while. And realistically, it's not the product stopping us getting out of beta. It's the ability to massively grow and expand. It is worldwide. We've got a number of instances around the world running on the Amazon EC2 cloud backend. So it's available anywhere. We've got people using it from 100 countries around the world. Are there any bandwidth concerns? In a word, no. Because we're running through that cloud backend, we've got it set up in a capacity where if all of a sudden, because of Tech Webcast, the whole platform goes crazy and we get millions and millions of users, we've got our platform set up so that it just jumps onto more and more servers as we go. All we need to hope is that the credit card at the end of the month actually processes 24 million users, if we can gather up that many at the end of this week. Brad, no pressure on the show, mate.
My credit card, by the way.
There you go. So, yeah, so look, it is available worldwide, and we don't have any issues on bandwidth. That's why we've sort of jumped onto that cloud backend, so that as we grow and become successful, we don't want the, you know, the server under the desk to crash on us.
Cool. All right. What else can we ask you? You're after money, is that correct?
I'm after money, Brad. Anytime you can send me a check, much appreciated.
Well, not me. Maybe Steve can help you out.
Please.
How much money do you need, and when do you want it?
Yeah, look, we've got obviously a pretty extensive business plan that sees us effectively needing about $1 million. We've done a lot of the hard work already. We've got a really good user base. We've got a product that works, that's functional. We've got a fantastic plan. We've got about five or six separate monetization options, which I probably won't run through all of them on the show for time, and also because we want to keep a couple of things under our arm for the moment. But sure. We're looking at about $1 million. And for that, you can get yourself about 25% of this company, which I think is pretty good value.
So people can actually invest in the company.
Absolutely. We're open to investment. We recently opened a new investment series, still an angel series. We're not going to a Series A round at the moment, simply because we don't think we're quite ready for that yet. But yeah, there is definitely opportunity for investment in the business. invest@zafo.com. That's the email address. If anyone has any interest in getting involved, and we can certainly talk to you and give you some documents and information, which sort of runs through where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going in the future.
All right, good stuff. Bev, what do you think of Zafo so far? You know, I'm sure you love it, but what do you want to see in it more?
Naturally, I want to see more users. Naturally, I want to see more staff so we can move to that next level. But I like Zafo because it's got everything. It's like if you have a roast, you don't have potatoes, it's not a roast. You've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, we've got communities, we've got broadcasting like Wayne. He does Wayne every Saturday does a broadcast for the races because he's a caller and he does form.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people go on his tips, and this is Australia. They go on his tips, his broadcast, what his tips are, and a lot of the time he's doing really well. So we have a lot of people using that as well. And also my friend the other day, he said, oh, I was at the races and I forgot what Wayne said about his tips.
Wow.
We'll just, you can get Zafo on your mobile phone, and you can get the broadcast to get on your mobile phone.
You're actually breaking up there, Bev, really bad. Andrew, question for you, mate.
Sure, mate.
Listen, when people watch the videos on the iPad or iPhone, can they actually AirPlay that to their TV?
I believe that they can. Okay. I believe. I think. I'll say they can anyway, Brad.
Okay, if they can't, they'll just come and see you.
I believe they can. And I might just quickly touch on what Bev said there.
Go ahead.
Bev's partner, Wayne, he's into horse racing, and every Saturday morning he does his tips at 10 a.m. and he has a number of people who come in and watch it. They actually can also watch it on our mobile version at the track and pick up with all of his tips, and that's helping out a whole bunch of people. But one of the challenges there is the quality is okay, but there's a lot of things that we want to do to make the quality better of the actual video broadcast we're doing. And to do that, we need to go and employ some better technicians around the flash video chat and sort of other general user interface, user experience components. And that's one of the things that we really want to try and get some of this angel investment for, so we can get some of the right people and to make Zafo an even better environment for our
Definitely.
Members.
Yeah. Does the people need to be in Australia to work, or can they be in America or where, anywhere really?
Anywhere in the world, basically, Brad. I mean, we can, you know, these days using
computers and stuff,
PayPal
yeah.
and things like that, it's pretty easy to work with contractors. And we've done that before. We've worked with design people over in Europe and all those sorts of things. So we're pretty open shop. If someone's got the talent, then we're certainly around to listen and, you know, enjoy their contributions to the platform.
All right. Well, that's good, mate. Billy, any questions before Andrew or Bev before we talk to Emma?
So right now, it's all free for people to use, to create, to broadcast, and do everything? Is there ads or anything?
Yeah, look, at the moment, the whole thing is free for people. We do have ads, but the ads are only in sort of the, you know, add a friend, those sorts of pages. So we try and keep the ads off the major sort of video pages and those sorts of things, because they can become a bit annoying. But we are looking at other models, freemium type models moving forward, where you might pay 10, 25 bucks a month to have a product with no ads. We'd much prefer to have a product with no advertising, but we need someone to back us to be able to offer that. Even though we're making money out of advertising at the moment, we'd much prefer to cut that off and provide a better service. But yeah, so it's 100% free right now, Billy.
All right, Jody, any questions? Any questions, Jody?
Well, I just want to say I have now joined Zafo, and I'm looking forward to exploring it and watching you guys grow.
Cool. Good on you, Jody.
Thanks, Jody. That's great.
Enjoy Zafo. Who do we have on? Emma, Billy, got Emma on, have we? Emma?
Yeah, Emma should be here.
Hey, Emma.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. What do you do?
We run face-to-face solution-based sales training, but we deliver it all via Google Hangouts.
Wow. Are you under the water?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Yep.
Yeah.
Just got really bad static. So what is it? Tell us, but go ahead, tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's all about business-to-business salespeople learning to sell better to their clients, but we deliver it all via the internet, via Hangouts. And we have a big event coming up this Wednesday, which is a live in-house event, but we are broadcasting that via two Hangouts as well, so that people in regional areas can't normally
Wow. That's really bad audio. Okay, just we can't actually talk to you, I mean, because your audio is really bad.
It almost sounds like there's wind.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Just throw the link into the chat there, Emma, and I'll put it in the show notes. So what day is that going to be live, Emma?
That's Wednesday, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, or okay. 6 p.m. Eastern.
Wow. Okay, thanks very much, Emma. Appreciate your time. And and yeah, I'll chat to you soon. And yeah, thanks very much for being on.
And I believe that was coming from Brisbane, Australia, Emma.
Yeah, is that right? Brisbane, Australia, yeah. Yeah. All right, yep, I'll throw that in the chat, in the show notes for people to check it out. For on what day was that, Andrew, did you say? Wednesday.
Yeah, I missed the date, sorry, Brad. Understand. But it'll be, we'll put it up in the notes, as you said.
Okay, all right. What else is happening? Andrew, tell us about Tech Webcast. You're going to be a host on here, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad actually said to me, we've had a couple of conversations leading up to myself being on the show today, and I'd love to come in and sort of co-host and run through some of the technical stuff, some, you know, now and again, be part of that sort of panel at the start. I tend to keep up with a lot of what's happening overseas and CES and, you know, South by Southwest, these sorts of things. So hopefully I can bestow some wisdom upon your listeners there,
and,
Brad.
And just want to point out, Jason has not left. He's coming on time from time, he hasn't left, so
that's great.
He's not yet left, so he's gonna be on time, so he's replaced. Andrew's gonna replace him for the Aussie.
Really looking forward to that, Brad. So I appreciate the offer there to sort of help get involved and have a chat.
Also, Billy's also part of Tech Webcast as well, mate. Welcome to the podcast, mate.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be a part of the team.
Are you still doing your podcast, mate?
I am, but I've had to cut back just because I've just been so busy.
Okay, well, you can use the stuff that you can put in our podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now.
That's cool. Good stuff. Yeah, that's
great. Yay, Billy.
tell everyone to come check out the Tech Webcast now. So
that's good. Thank you so much for that. What else is happening, Steve? What have you been doing for the past week, man?
Oh, shoot. A lot, really.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to videotape a wedding, so I have to go through all my equipment, go to the church where they're going to do it, set up the audio and all that. So that's coming up next month. And there's something else. I totally forgot what it was. I had this awards thing for work I had to go to, and I had to prepare for that, you know, get the dress stuff ready. It was amazing.
You wore a dress?
Yeah, I was dressed.
You wore a dress?
Yeah, and we had the William Green, former NFL running back for the Cleveland Browns. He was there. It was awesome, too.
Cool.
Nice one. All right.
It's a big, big event today in the USA, Brad.
What's that?
Robert Scoble's birthday.
Oh, it is, too. Happy birthday, Robert Scoble.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Rob Scoble. Hope you have a good one.
Yeah.
Why is Facebook not telling you this?
Because he actually turned off his timeline thing. Didn't want people running messages to him. But you can you can send an inbox message. Do you want to say anything to Robert Scoble, Jody?
Should we sing him happy birthday? Why not?
You can.
Maybe not.
Stay ahead.
Happy birthday is
about it.
Sorry, Robert. We actually thought about it for a bit of a second there. And if you were on the show, we would have definitely done it for you. But happy birthday nonetheless.
How about we have a drink for him as well?
There you go.
Toast.
I'm up for that.
All right. Anything else before we go, Andrew? You want to mention anything about Zafo, mate?
Just basically that it'd be great to see some people jump on and sign up. It's in beta. We're really looking forward to continue and building. And, you know, feel free to sign up and share it with your friends and let us know what it's like. Bev would love to have some feedback comments from people, and she does a lot of the testing and things like that as well. So jump on zarfo.com or yep. M on your mobile, m.zarfo, and let us know.
And there's also maybe an upcoming soon, is that correct?
What's that, sorry, Brian?
An app.
Yeah, well, look, we're really hoping. Yes. We've done a whole lot of the groundwork to do that. We've got all of the screens and everything, so we know exactly what we need to do. We're just sort of waiting to get some further funding so that we can actually engage with a couple of the app developers that we're discussing with at the moment. So we're at that sort of stage where if you build it, they will come. And, you know, we're waiting. We've built it. Yeah. It's out there. Come on. Come.
And we're ready.
You're ready. Okay, send them money.
Absolutely.
Ready to roll, baby.
Yeah, ready to roll.
I was going to say, for the listeners who may not know how to spell Zarfo, it's Z as in zebra, A-R-F-O, right? That's now, question, correct. What does that stand for?
Okay, it's a really complex answer, this one. Zarfo is basically a five-letter .com domain name that was available when I went looking for five-letter .com domain names.
Seriously?
Yep. That's all it basically is. It speaks phonetically. We also own Zarpho, just in case people sort of spell it like that. Yeah. But I wanted a short domain name. And, you know, not saying we're Google or Yahoo or anything, but I wanted something along that same sort of, you know, crazy, funny, sort of weird name. And Zarfo was available when I registered it a few years ago. And I've done Google searching and looked in books all over the world, and it has absolutely no meaning anywhere in the world. So it's actually disappointing. I'd love to say it's like, you know, the Zeus's son who came down from somewhere or something. I'm actually thinking of getting a group of like a dozen people around the world together to put something online, you know, about what we wish it meant. So when someone Googles it, they'll be like, oh, yeah, here's a heap of references to that meaning.
It should be the Greek god of video chatting.
Hey, there you go.
And we had to put an O on the end so we could have a video camera above the O. So that was very important.
Exactly. In our logo, there's actually the O is like a screen and it's got a little camera above it. So
yeah.
There's a play on that, things. Yes.
So we're thinking of all words with Z and O, and we finally got Zarfo.
So unfortunately, Jody, it doesn't have any particular meaning. But if you can think of a great one to make up, we'll put a little network out and put something up all over the world.
Well,
and
the R could stand for, are you on Zarfo? Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
there you go.
I think you should make a contest and have the masses all kind of pitch in and give you their best thoughts and get their friends involved and hopefully increase your participation exponentially.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Jody. What we might do is actually create a community on Zarfo, a competition about, you know, create a meaning for Zarfo that's meaningful and that matters that we can actually use. And, you know, we'll
nothing like
something
fabricating
in
a meaning.
Exactly. It'll end up in dictionary.com one day, I assure
Absolutely.
You.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. All right, Steve, want to mention about, what do you say about that? What do you have to say about that? Any comments?
No comment.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. Where can we find you guys, Andrew and Bev? Where, you know, if people are looking for you guys on the internet, how do they find you?
Okay, look, my you can grab me at Zarfo on Twitter or my at Ari From Oz, ARIFROMOZ. Or if you want to spam me, you can do it andrew@zarfo.com or Facebook/Ari From Oz. So, yeah, jump on and communicate. You can follow me and be great to hear from you.
What's your PayPal address, mate?
Yeah, I'll send you that one offline, Brad.
No, well, for people to send you money.
People to send me money. It's
bev@zarfo.com.
There you go.
Now, look, if people are interested in getting involved, then we'd certainly appreciate it. And we can send you through some details about those sorts of things.
All right. And you can get me on Twitter at Brad Elton Tech Webcast. Steve, where can they get you, mate?
You can get me here on justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude or on Twitter at chatterbox_live.
All right. You got to change that name from Jason to Andrew, by the way, when he's on.
Yeah, could you like email me with everything you want on there, and then that way
just put and just replace Jason with Andrew and Billy.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, Billy, where can I get you on Twitter, mate?
That iPad guy. You actually can get me anywhere with that iPad guy. Google, Facebook, every place.
All right, cool. And it's actually
and soon Zarfo.
Yeah, on Zarfo. Yeah. Yep.
There you go. And if you sign up now for Zafo, you can get your /. You know, we still have a modest number of users. So zafo.com/your name. It's available. Go on secure. Go and grab it. All right. Jody, just go into your settings, or I think it's edit profile, and you can put it straight in right away.
All right. And Bev, are you on Twitter?
No, but you can get me on bev@zafo.com/we-need-lots-of-money.com.
All right. That's a good URL. That's a great URL, Bev. Great URL, Bev. Okay. Missing anyone, Jody? You? What's
your... Yeah. Do you want to... Yeah. Find me on Twitter as Sunswept.
Yep.
You can find me at my website, webmarcom.net. My other podcast, A2SM, which is Addicted to Social Media. And... all the usual places as Jody Rains.
And also just want to give a quick shout out to Brian Bowie. He's put out a new podcast called Modern Day Computers. Jody, have you seen it?
I have.
What do you think?
It's modern day. Good luck, Brian.
It is very modern day. I agree. Steve, yes. You want to shout out to anyone?
Yeah, I need to check it out because I've been real busy, so... But I will check it out. Modern Day Computers.
ModernDayComputers.com. That's a blog. Any shouts, Billy? Anyone?
No.
Okay. All right. No shouts.
Wasn't prepped for that.
That's okay. That's so random. It's not funny. Okay. Thanks for being on, Bev and Andrew and Emma.
Thank you so much.
Is Emma still there?
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Yep. And,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Billy, for being on, mate. You're a legend. You're a legend on this podcast.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!